Well, once again, I am a grateful believer in Jesus. I am daily finding victory over my addiction to alcohol and daily struggling and working on other things. My name's Jack.
Hey, Jack.
And we are continuing in our teaching series. We had a little bit of a change that seems to be the order of the moment around here. We had a couple of testimonies in a row, and so then we'll have a teaching this week as well as a teaching next week. This teaching tonight is one of my favorite, all-time favorite lessons in the CR curriculum of, 26 lessons, I think, and that is the lesson on relapse. And actually next week, Emily's going to be teaching on gratitude. And the two, I think, it's nice that they're going to be kind of back-to-back that way, because gratitude is another tool that we should utilize for many things in our lives. But as a relapse prevention tool, it's an outstanding one as well. So that just worked out pretty cool. Relapse. I like the fact, because it fits into so many things, CR, but the one main is that we are not afraid to talk about stuff here in CR. We're not afraid to talk about our hurts and our habits and our hang-ups. We're not afraid to dig into our past and whatever ugliness might be back there when we do our inventories. We're even not afraid to share that with God, even though He knows it already, but He appreciates us doing so. That relationship, that fellowship that we have, we reunite. I'll be speaking in big church in August on confessing. And, as John Baker writes, confession is where we restore the relationship with God. Salvation's not an issue, but the confession piece is where we get back into relationship, and that's where we need to be. And you'll see that a lot of this lesson speaks to time with God, being in that relationship, because that is ultimately the best guard against relapse that we have. We're also not afraid to share that inventory with another human being. That's crazy. And then when you get into this ministry as long as I have been, you do wacky things like sharing that testimony with complete strangers in a large group setting. Much to your wife's chagrin, but that's okay. She was there for, she got the inside story. And that's just the power of this ministry in Christ. And so relapse, it is often said, is a part of recovery. And I'll expand on that in just a little bit. As you know, or if you're new here, each of our lessons are grounded in one of the 12 steps that we went through earlier, and one of our 8 principles of recovery. And so our grounding principle tonight is principle 7. It says, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. And step 11 is the step that we're in, and we have been in for a little bit, and sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And the scripture that we read earlier, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And we'll be talking a lot tonight about the word of Christ, in other words, the Bible, the word of God. As I mentioned, it is, if you hang around recovery, whether it's secular or spiritual or Christ-centered, in for any amount of time, you'll hear that phrase, relapse is a part of recovery. And that's not being pessimistic. That's not being fatalistic. That is just a fact. That's been a fact in my life. Relapsing has been a part of my recovery walk. If you think of it this way, success, any long-term success one has, failure is going to be a part of it. Okay, you may be aware of this little fun factoid. In fact, I think it's higher than this, but Thomas Edison tried 1,000 times before he got the light bulb right. Probably more than that. I like the way he puts it. He says, I have not failed 1,000 times. I have successfully found 1,000 ways that won't work. I like that. And I've done that in my recovery walk. I have successfully found a number of ways to recover that don't lead to recovery, that don't work. But eventually, those successful ways of not what not to do got me here, got me into a relationship with Christ, and eventually I was able to put together some long-term success. And so while relapse is a part of recovery, it is never a reason to give up on your recovery. So it's not, well, yeah, we're all going to screw up, we're all imperfect, so I might as well kind of toss in this recovery thing because I'm always going to be this sinful person. I'm always going to have these thoughts, these feelings, these actions, whatever. So relapse doesn't mean that we give up, okay? It just means that we take a look at what it is. And so we're going to talk tonight mainly about how to guard against that. What should we be doing? You see, the enemy is going to use relapse to leave us rejected and dejected and hopeless. And because he knows where there is no hope, there's no Jesus. And Jesus will use a relapse as a call to battle, as a way to successfully show us, like Edison said, the ways that don't work, and as a way to draw us closer to him and his ways. And so that's the mindset that we go in with the relapse acrostic. Hopefully you have a handout and maybe a pen to jot down some notes as I go through the folder tonight. So let's get into our acrostic. And for those of you that may be new to Celebrate Recovery, a lot of our lessons have an acrostic where we take a word, tonight is the word relapse, and we take each letter and apply some meaning to that. And so that's where we're going to go here. And so let's start with the R. The R stands for reserve a daily time with God. You might not have room for to write all that in there, but reserve a daily time. Right out of Principle 7. Now notice in that principle, it says reserve a daily time to know God, not to know more about God. And so if your time with God is trying to know more fun facts about him or more scripture that you can memorize, you may be missing the relationship that you need to be having with God in order to have him help you not, you know, fall into relapse. So the R is reserve a daily time. And we're gonna talk a lot in this lesson about that relationship and that time that we spend with God. However, as we move to the E, that stands for evaluate. We want to be in constant evaluation. A couple of weeks ago, Daniel took us through the daily inventory lesson. And just as a side note, we had made available for those folks that were there at night this little daily inventory book. It's got just some real quick prompts for you to kind of start on your journaling adventure. If you're lousy at it like me and need just a little bit of space and a reminder question to kind of get me going, these are awesome. So if you didn't pick up one of these or didn't get one of these because you weren't here a few weeks ago, we've got more on the back table that you can grab tonight. This is a great way to review. That's the whole reason we journal, is we were able to look back and do some evaluation. We write in the journal as a way of kind of summarizing and reflecting on the day, the moment, the month, whatever. But then we keep these, hopefully in a safe place if they contain, you know, sensitive, confidential information. But we keep these so that we can reflect back and look at what was on my, you know, top of mind last year this time. And is it still something I'm struggling with? It's still top of mind? Or am I so far past that, it's like I can't even believe that was a big deal or I wrote that down. It's a great way to look. So we're going to evaluate ourselves. It's a self-examination. So if you're not engaged in some kind of self-examination daily, you're potentially on the road to relapse. You know, relapse is as much a frame of mind as it is an action, okay? Now, for someone like me, an alcoholic, it's real easy to determine if I've had a relapse. If I take a drink knowingly, you know, to pick up an alcoholic beverage knowingly, I have relapsed. Okay. On a different level, that lapse in judgment, does that turn into a full-blown relapse where I go back out there and pursue my drinking lifestyle for a month or two or years or something like that? Or am I able to employ corrective action and get back on a recovery program? So for me, it's as an alcoholic, it's pretty easy to determine relapse or not. Others in this room that struggle with issues of codependency, let's say, or anger, perhaps, what constitutes a relapse? And so a lot of times it's a frame of mind. Sometimes it may be very clearly a specific action, but sometimes it's more of a frame of mind. Are you engaging in old pre-recovery behavior on a more constant basis than not? Yeah, you're probably in relapse. If it's a fleeting, lose your temper, well, you need to work on that, but do you need to restart with a blue chip? I'm not sure. That's where having a relationship with God, he's going to put that on your heart. He's going to convict you and let you know if you're in contact with him of, yeah, no, this wasn't just an isolated case. I'm not working this program. I am in relapse and I need to restart. Okay. So just realize that. Part of that self-evaluation, John Baker, or maybe it's Rick Warren, I can't remember, has what they call a heart check-in. And that word heart is in and of itself is an acrostic. And it stands for, if you're going to do a heart check-in, this is something, if you're going to, well, how do I do a check-in? Do I, call somebody? No, just you can do this. Are you hurting? That's the H in heart. Are you exhausted? How our physical body is, oftentimes I see more people moving into relapse that are addicted to substances because they're just exhausted and they need that little pick-me-up. So are you exhausted? That's the E. Are you angry? That's the A. Are you resentful? The R and T, are you tense? So just think of that acrostic, heart check-in, okay? There's another one that's out there popular in recovery called HALT. If you're thinking about, you feel like something's not right, are you hungry? Are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? So you need to halt that progression of whatever it is that may be making you move towards a behavior, a thought, an action that's going to put you into the relapse category. Okay, so evaluation. That's why this little book, but that exercise of daily inventory is just so crucial, keeping you real all the time, okay? That's why accountabilities are crucial. That's why having accountability partners. That's why sponsors are crucial. Just once again, someone to help evaluate with you. All right, the L in relapse. Listen to Jesus, listen to God. And I would say another way to phrase that would be listen for Jesus. And we'll be kind of unpacking that a little bit more as we get into the remaining part of the acrostic. But are you quiet enough to hear God talk to you? Or are you just so busy talking that you're not listening for God. So listen for Jesus. Scripture I have for that one. It comes out of 1 Thessalonians 5:21. It says, but test everything that is said to be sure that it is true. And if it is, then accept it. So what you're doing is you're listening for Jesus to talk to you about, is that true? Is that thought true? Is that situation true? Is what people are saying about me true? And so that's the L. The A stands for alone and quiet time. Alone and quiet time. We read earlier, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. A lot of times people hear the prayer part, they skip over the meditation part, okay? If you're like me and you like to chat a bit, the prayer thing's cool because I'm talking to God. I'm giving him the list of things to do. I'm giving him what I need, and I'm not spending any time listening, being receptive. That's the meditation part. So prayer, talking to, meditation, listening to. Well, this alone and quiet time, that's your meditation time. That's where you sit, you have your quiet time. A great way to start that is just to ask God, what do you have for me today? And stop and just listen and let your ADD mind, go crazy and all over the place. If you're like me, it's like, oh, there's a squirrel, or I'm over here talking about this, and then I'm thinking about high school, and then I'm over here about grocery shopping. But just refocus myself. What do you have for me, God? So that meditation. So meditation, we thought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. The P is plug into God's power. So this is the prayer part. Plug into God's power through prayer, I think, is the fill-in there. Asking God for guidance in your prayers more than asking Him to do stuff. Asking for His wisdom to be put on your heart. Asking Him to convict you of things. To remove the shame, but fill you with conviction. You know, we look at the E, the A, and the E and the L and the P, and we talk about self-examination, Bible reading, prayer. Sounds kind of familiar to one of the steps or principles that we just read. So plug into God's power through prayer. As I say, I would have you petitioning or asking for God's wisdom and guidance rather than making demands, asking for stuff. Okay? Absolutely, God is there to for you to appeal to. I'm not saying you don't ask, but if that's all your prayer time is, then you're missing out, okay? You have parents out there. We have enough of that at certain ages with our kids where we're just being asked, can I, and instead of, it's sometimes nice just to have a conversation with that person. It doesn't involve, can I get this, can I have this, can you do this, can I go here, can I do this, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, when you with as children of that Heavenly Father, let's engage in that relationship by asking for some of those, some real parental guidance. The S is for slow down. Slow down long enough to hear God. So that kind of ties into listen to or listen for Jesus. The E, you can see a lot of repetition here. This acrostic was written with me in mind because I need to be told things multiple times in multiple different ways. And then I still go, oh, you mean that's what you meant? I'm supposed to pray? I'm supposed to meditate? So slow down long enough to hear God. One of my favorite 8 words in all of Scripture, Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. That's a great 8 words to start your meditation time with as well. If you don't want to start with, well, God, what do you have for me today? Okay. Just think about being still and knowing that God is God. What does that mean to you? You know, think about where that takes you. Finally, the E in relapse stands for enjoy the growth. Enjoy your growth. One of the best guards against relapse is to do what we're going to do here in just a little bit as we celebrate annual anniversaries. It's celebrating our recovery. It is enjoying the progress. Shunning perfection. That's not coming until we get to heaven. So in this world now, progress is what we need to be shooting for. And we look at that progress only when we do some of the things we talk about, when we reflect back on our day, when we reflect back on our month, when we reflect back on our, you know, our year, whatever that is. When we there's many reasons we do the chips and the coins and celebrate recovery. One of the reasons is to kind of have a trigger of enjoying that growth. You take a 30-day coin, you take a blue chip, a new commitment, you take a year coin, you should be celebrating that. And this is from a guy that didn't take those for many years. I wasn't going to do that stupid coin thing. You know, that was my coin schmoin. I'll just, you know, be sober on my own. I don't need to do that. And it's just amazing. I was looking at some of my older coins here recently and just thinking about the man I am today versus the 2-year sober Jack and the 5-year sober Jack and the 10-year sober Jack. And so take that time. If you've got a week sober, a week in recovery, look back on that week. There's likely going to be some things that happened in your life that didn't happen before, that you didn't notice before, or that you didn't feel before. So even in small chunks. So enjoy that growth. And so just to wrap up, practical steps to take, as you know, in addition to what we've talked about. So pray, meditate, get into your Bible. Okay, all three of those. Not that's not multiple choice. Okay. Pray, meditate, get into Scripture. That kind of takes care of a lot of things that we talked about, a lot of those letters. Okay. Come into some kind of regular routine. If you want to pray out loud in the middle of the office, knock yourself out, but probably you should be doing that at some quiet time. If you want to meditate while you're driving, knock yourself out, but you're probably going to get in an accident. Find appropriate times to do these things. Okay. Set some time aside. Get into Scripture. Okay, there's great Bible apps out there. There's reading plans, something you can do with your sponsor, your accountability partners, but just get into that Word. Okay, make this here a priority. Make your recovery meetings a priority. Do not shirk on those. That is one of the first steps we see people moving down. I hear all the time people with multiple years of recovery, multiple coins in their pocket, go back out and start behaving stupidly because they kind of dropped this, whether it's this meeting on Wednesday, whether it's another meeting somewhere else, whether it's an AA meeting, whether it's a Bible study, but don't forego, the meeting, the gathering together, as it says in Hebrews, I think it is. So make this a priority, okay? It can be, for some of us, a life or death issue. For others of us, it's a life-enhancing part of your of something you do. And then serve others. Get out of yourself. That's a lot of this ministry. That's a lot of recovery. Get out of yourself. Whether it's serving here in this ministry, by the way, we could use some extra people to help cook. If you know how to heat a lasagna, you can be a cook too, okay? We need people to fold, these things, okay, to help out with that. We've got a great greeter crew out there, but they like to take vacations and if you're chatty and like sticking name badges on people, well, you probably should stick it on. But we've got all sorts of things you can do here. Get out of yourself, okay? And see what the wonder is. So those three things: pray, meditate, and Bible reading. One, make this a priority. Make your recovery meeting a priority. And serving others are all excellent guards against recovery. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, bring all of us in heart closer to you, please. Lord, I implore you, I petition you to put on all of our hearts the just how much you desire a relationship with us, not just to be worshiped and praised and thanked, but to be a friend, to be a confidant, to be someone who we turn to and discuss things. I pray that relationship with you, you Father, you Son, you Spirit, relationship with you become paramount in not just our recovery life, and not just because it's probably the single best thing we can do to avoid relapse, but because you are God. And why, in our right minds, would we not want a relationship with our Creator? Lord, we love you. Pray these things in your name. Amen.